Hello.
Hi, this is Roslyn with customer support returning your call. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. What are you? I can't even find Smarter Life Health on the internet.
Yes, sir. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
85546.
Okay, well, just to inform you, we're a third-party call center for 400 different companies. We're servicing things like male enhancement, facial and eye moisturizers, fitness watches, male enhancement, things of that nature. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Robert Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
I'm just wondering, what was that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, I'm just wondering what the hell you are, because I got two charges for $200 on my credit card on April 30th, and I didn't order anything on April 30th.
Yes, sir. So like I said,
April 15th.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm wondering what.
Okay. And for security purposes, can I have you verify your full address, please?
7542 East San Jose Road, Safford, Arizona, 85546.
Thank you. Okay. Do you recall making the purchase of the Keto Ascend and Keto Ascend Cleanse?
On March 30th for $6.70 and $7.45.
Yes, sir. So what you did was sign up for a 14-day trial on this. You only paid for the shipping and handling at the time of the purchase.
Correct.
And that was the two charges of $7.45 and $6.70.
Right, correct. I'm aware of that. I know what those are. I don't know what the $92.90 is and the $91.89
is. I'm trying to explain that to you. So after those 14 days, if you have not called back to cancel that account, then they bill you the full amount of those products, and that is the $92.90 and $91.89.
I tried calling them back to cancel it. No one answered. This is what I got when I tried to cancel it. Can you cancel it?
When you tried to cancel it.
Okay. Can you cancel it?
Yes, sir, but before I have you canceled, Mr. Kramer, may I ask why are you wanting to cancel?
Because it doesn't work. The 14-day trial didn't do anything.
Yes, sir, so I do understand sometimes it may take a little longer for other people to work, just all depending on the person. And I understand also that you ordered this on the 30th of March. So if I offered you a full 30-day extension to try this product out a little longer, would you accept to that?
Not for $200, I won't.
Yes, sir. So what this does, if I give you a 30-day extension, it'll place this account on hold, and we won't withdraw any more funds until those 30 days are over with.
No, what you'll do is put the $200 back in my account, and I will send you back the box that, or was there anything even sent?
Did you get a package delivered
to
your house?
No, I have not. Which
so what box were you speaking in reference to?
Yes. I got the box. The one thing of keto and the one thing of whatever the other. The two bottles. I got that. Was anything else delivered for the $200?
No, sir.
Then cancel it and put my money back in my account.
Okay, so I can have this account canceled, Mr. Kramer, but unfortunately, due to those charges being valid and you didn't call back within the 14 days.
This is what I got. The same thing you're giving me now.
What do you mean what I'm giving you?
I tried canceling it before, and I got, well, we'll give you 30 days, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. We can't. Cancel it. I didn't want an annual membership for this. I didn't want to pay the $200. It was supposed to be a trial. Just pay for the postage. That's it.
Okay, so did you thoroughly read through the terms and conditions when you hit I agree and continue with the purchase?
I did.
Okay, so if you
thoroughly And like I said, those... I tried canceling it before. And this is the same rhetoric
okay,
I got.
Did you make it clear to the agent that you wanted to have this account canceled when they offered you those?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm not even seeing that you've called in before today, Mr. Kramer.
Of course you don't.
Discount towards any future purchases.
I'm not buying anything from you.
Yes,
I want my $200 back, and I want it back.
50% off.
I want my $200 back, and I want it back today. You had no problem taking the money. You should have no problem putting the money back. This is not what I signed up for, and this is not what I'm interested in.
Okay, well, you stated that you thoroughly read through the terms and conditions when you made the purchase, so you do.
Okay, so you're not going to do anything but give me the rhetoric. That's fine.
Mr. Kramer, I would like to not get...
If I get another charge on my credit card, I will sue this company for every penny it's worth.
No problem. Give me 1 second. I can have this account canceled and provide you with that cancellation number, okay?
Nothing but thieves. Y'all are nothing but thieves.
I can assure you that we aren't thieves, Mr. Kramer, due to you.
Oh, I can assure you that you are thieves.
If you read those terms and conditions, then you knew about that 14-day trial. But like I said, give me 1 second, and I can have this account canceled.
Doesn't make any difference. Wasn't going to happen anyway. You know it, I know it, and everyone else knows it. Y'all are nothing but thieves.
Okay, call it what you want, Mr. Kramer. Give me 1 second. Okay, I have that cancellation number ready for you whenever you are.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, D as in dog, F as in Frank, E as in Echo, 546, B as in boy, 197. Is there
All
anything
right.
else I can help you with on today, Mr. Kramer?
Yeah, put the $200 back in my account.
Okay, well, I tried to explain to you why I wasn't able to refund those, but you kept cutting me off, so I think you still have that misunderstanding.
No, there is no misunderstanding. Y'all are thieves, and that's okay. You got me for $200. You ain't going to happen again. You have
a
pleasant
week.
Customer
service, and you have